This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If the Steelers don't win a playoff game again this year and their offense doesn't take off, they have absolutely opened themselves up for criticism again regarding what they did at wide receiver. And so it is, and it's on the shoulders of Calvin Austin and probably Roman Wilson to shut up skeptical Steelers fans who are like, okay, DK Metcalf is better than George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, Calvin Austin slash Roman Wilson is better than Van Jefferson. But we still don't have a wide receiver, too. In a passing league, this is not the 1974 Steelers.
How many teams, too, can say, okay, just can say, we have a tight end good enough that he's our wide receiver, too? How many situations can you actually point to and say, that guy is so elite? You can't even say it with Kelsey probably anymore because he's on the downside. Kittle, maybe? Who else? Like, because I'm sure they would
Brock
say,
Bowers.
They would say on some levels, like, hey, Pat Freiermuth
Brock
and Jonnu Smith are our
wide receiver,
too. Is the
Raiders' best receiver and
sure.
He plays tight
okay,
end.
Fine. But how? My point is, they might cite, hey, we have Jonnu. He had almost 90 catches last year. We have Pat Freiermuth.
Yes.
We just gave him a big contract.
Well,
still not wide receiver, too.
Here's a crazy idea. Build an offense where you have a good pass-catching tight end and two good wide receivers.
No, I know. It's
do both.
Definitely why can't you have both? It's definitely that. And there are names out there. I'm not going to keep bringing up Cooper and just saying, why isn't anybody signing him? But there are enough guys out there that aren't signed right now that have a track record that make it a little bit questionable that the Steelers haven't been kicking the tires more aggressively and trying to address this, unless, like you said to start the show, they just believe that their evaluation of their own stuff versus what's out there is going to be correct. Because if you don't get a big year out of Roman Wilson in what amounts to his rookie year in the NFL, so I say that because I don't think there's reason to expect huge numbers by any stretch from him.
Yeah.
Then you're going to look like you have some egg on your face.
I think it would be the thing if their offense stinks or isn't up to snuff, of all the things that could go wrong, that's the one that they should get the most crap for. You know, you try Aaron Rodgers. You don't run it back with Russell Wilson. You do something different there. Okay. You picked Broderick Jones in the first round. You're putting him back at his natural position. If that doesn't work, okay. Like, I'm not sloughing those things off, but I'm just saying, like, in this situation, they knew that this was an issue last year and were weeks away from them playing games, and it still is.
Or
it hasn't changed, and that's
because implicitly, though, until and unless they do something, Pony, their action or lack thereof suggests that they don't think it's an issue, or that they think they've fixed the issue. That just a guy who the head coach was pretty like poo-poo about last year, Roman Wilson. Every time he'd get asked about him, they must have done like a complete 180 internally, man. I mean, didn't you come away from last year, like, just to go back to this, because he's clearly the guy they're pinning hopes on here, thinking, man, Tomlin might just, like, straight up not be a big fan of the guy? the way he would occasionally just brush it off if it ever came up made me think that he had...
In the doghouse.
Yeah, by getting hurt and then like with something else that must have happened, he had found his way into Tomlin's doghouse. And it's just weird to see them do a pretty big about face on that player.
I have heard, you know, from several people that are still convinced that the Aaron Rodgers, George Pickens thing would have been a recipe for disaster. So for the Steelers fans that are like, you should have just kept Pickens here.
Consider what happened with Garrett Wilson, who was known as like one of the ultimate in the newer class of receivers, like no drama guy. They couldn't see eye to eye.
Right. So that's,
come on,
that's not the answer per se. But if Mike Tomlin had it in his head the entire offseason to trade George Pickens, then you could have done things in free agency and the draft before you traded him. You know, if it was a foregone conclusion that Mike, under no circumstance, was going to let Pickens back on the team this year, just because you didn't have to trade him and then draft somebody to replace him or trade him and then sign somebody, you could have backfilled before.
And then done it.
Right. And they didn't do that.
Nope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I mean, I honestly don't think we're going to learn a lot from training camp and the preseason. I'm sure both of those guys will look good in this setting, and we'll get false hope. I mean, Jason Mackey, you just left him. I remember who just left here. Jason wrote a column last year that was, I'm intrigued by Van Jefferson. That was the crux of it. That's what training camp does to people. That's what the...
That was why we had yesterday's, man, you can just see the burst with Caleb Johnson when he exits the hole and gets into open
space. There was a breeze that shot by people.
Caleb Johnson could be used as a renewable energy source if you just have him burst through the hole.
But that's why that St. Vincent virus infects
SVV.
People.
Right. You've got to keep your friends vaccinated against it, man. I'm with you. I think you're exactly right to start here. I think it's going to be... Here's the thing about it that gets me.
It's just
me.
That's going to reflect poorly on... I think Khan, more than anybody else, is the person that's going to have to answer to that.
Well,
Even though we know Mike is really the button pusher, he got a contract extension. He's talked about twice now, but before seasons, about how much he's liked the wide receiver room. Last year is a problem, and it looks like it could be again this year.
I'm sure he might say something like, Jonnu Smith, it doesn't matter what your designation is, wide receiver, tight end, Jonnu Smith is a pass-catching weapon. Sure, again, find me a wide receiver, too, unless you're going to build the Patriots' old offense under Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, and I don't think you're going to do that because you don't have Tom Brady, among other things. I would also say Khan is under the hot seat or under the microscope on this particular one, just because with the other position, we all acknowledge that they really don't have a starter at, depending on what they try to do with Jalen Ramsey, free safety. He acknowledged he basically said, yeah, we have Juan Thornhill. He's a guy. Implying hey, we are probably going to be looking. You don't get that same sense with wide receiver two. You get the sense that they feel like they know something. that the people like us on the outside don't. And I think that's a pretty big leap to make.
Donnie, do the Steelers still have a wide receiver two problem?
I think they do, yeah, because they are counting on two guys, one that had a nice little season last year, Austin, and then Roman Wilson, who played about five snaps. I don't think Robert Woods is going to be that answer. Robert Woods is just kind of the next rendition of Allen Robinson, Van Jefferson.
You're right.
Am I forgetting somebody in there? There was someone else, I thought.
It is fun, though, because we can call him Bobby Trees, so that's nice.
People love that nickname.
No, but you're right. He put him right square in that bucket. That's what he is.
It's just, I feel like if I were running a team, it's the one thing I wouldn't want to
skimp on. Dude,
no, I just wouldn't want to like be guilty of making the same mistake twice.
Well, you know what?
Because that makes you look extra foolish. Like, damn, like this held us back last year.
Let's run it back the same kind of way. It'd be like if you were a military leader and you got outflanked on one side, you go back to a similar battle. Ah, let's leave that flank open again. Let's do that again. That didn't hurt us too bad. Here's the other thing. To go back to one of your favorite hobby horses, and certainly mine, how do you say you're all in if this is your receiver room? How as a team do you, like, there's been this implication, they're really all in, they're pushing their chips to the middle of the table to try to really make a push this year. Well, you have a guy who's functionally a rookie and a guy who probably profiles best as a really good slot receiver as your second and third players at that position.
And I don't look at Calvin Austin as a guy that's actually a wide receiver too.
He's a wide receiver three.
He's a nice third wide receiver.
That's what I meant.
Exactly.
He's the guy I talk about as the nice slot receiver. You have a functionally a rookie who's built like a slot receiver as your wide receiver too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.